Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And as much as he messed up, the Philistines couldn't come into the borders. It wasn't until after Samuel died and David had become king that the Philistines came into to invade. They couldn't do it. He had control in the spirit realm. Tell somebody, do you know who you are? There are some businesses that won't go under because you're there. And here you're trying everything you can to get out of there. And God said, no, it's only here because you're here. And it won't just exist. It can get better if you start believing. Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, Ezekiel, start prophesying. Start speaking to this dead stuff. You have the authority, the power to bring life. Oh, I wish I had some real believers in here today. Somebody that understood who they are and whose they are and who they represent. You're not just another average Joe walking down the street. You are an ambassador, a royal priest. Amen. You carry weight in the kingdom. Let me tell you something. Do you know all of heaven, God will shake a nation for you? For one of us, what we would consider the least of us. God will shake a nation. Look at it. Here's how God worked. David wasn't king yet. He was anointed. Tell somebody, I'm anointed. Didn't God say, touch not my anointed? Do my prophets no harm? You don't have to be in the office of a prophet because the spirit of Jesus rests on you. Amen. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So tell somebody, I can prophesy. We can all prophesy. Just like our brother and our sister got up and spoke a word, you can do that too. Amen. Tell somebody, you can do it too. Look at this. Saul had David surrounded. Remember, the old crazy Saul was out to kill David. He was jealous of David. He hated David. You know, suspicious of David. They sang, David, Saul has killed his thousands. David has slain his 10,000s. That was it. That was it. Saul, I ain't having this. I'm killing that boy. And he sought to kill him. And there was a time he cornered him. And in Gedi, 3,000 troops. They had cornered him on this side. They cornered him on that side. Saul was coming in for the kill. David, they had nowhere they could flee. Suddenly word came to Saul. A messenger came to Saul and said, Saul, the Philistines or the Moabites or somebody invaded the south. Saul had to withdraw and take all his troops when they had David. But see, that was a divine thing. That was divine. That wasn't just the Moabites. That was God distracting Saul, rebuking a nation for his anointed. Tell somebody, God will do the same for you. So listen, some of us need to stop getting the heebie-jeebies when you get into the presence of somebody you feel like is important. No. You don't even stutter, but you start stuttering. Tell somebody, you're important too. They got up and put their shoes on just like you put your shoes on. They washed their face. They took a shower. They did all the things that you do too. you all afraid of and nervous? Listen, Jeremiah, the Lord was saying, I created you a certain vine whole. Where has this degeneration come in? Adam fell, everything's produced after its own kind, degenerate. Two strands. God does things in threes. There's three in heaven that bear witness. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. There are three in the earth that bear witness. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. I love, you know, the more I think about the blood, the more I love the blood. You still like singing those blood songs? I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Now, you have to understand something about this blood. Unlike us, through the father and the mother, we received their chromosomes and the blood, the type, all of that from them. Christ was overshadowed, Mary was overshadowed by Holy Spirit. So the seed that was in her womb was not born of man's blood. In other words, when Jesus came out, he didn't have Joseph's blood or Mary's blood. It was divine. Come on, it was divine blood. It wasn't just blood. See, you have to understand, everything the blood touched changed. Amen. You know when they spilled his blood on the earth, that he broke the curse off the earth? Amen. We have been delivered from the curse. Amen. Stuff will grow for you that won't grow for somebody that don't know him. Because we're not under curse. Amen. Hello? Everything the blood touched his brow. The blood came out of his side. The blood was in his hands. The blood on his feet. All of that is symbolic of something. Blood, your work, the work of your hands is sanctified. He said, whatsoever your hands do shall prosper. Blood on your feet, wherever your feet tread. God says, I've given that to you for an inheritance. But tell somebody, you got to believe this. You got to know that. You got to go places knowing. Yeah. Yeah. Not just a hoping and a praying and afraid. Knowing that God gave that to me. Yeah. You need to walk in places not arrogant, but acting like you own it. You know, what can I say? You know. Come on. Tell somebody confidence. God confidence. Jesus was God confident. As he could tell all the Pharisees and Sadducees and seers, he could tell them all off. Amen. He was God confident. Science has found two strands. Human DNA has the record of what you are going to be in your soul and in your body. Now, here's an interesting point, and I know that you won't grasp all of this in a message. This is going to be one of my chapters in my book, Transformation, but it's also going to be part of what we study in our school, because there's a lot to be taken apart here, a lot of Greek and Hebrew words that are so important. But here's something. The two-strand the DNA, the 23 chromosomes, can be programmed by language and frequency. In other words, the world can condition us. Your teachers, people with influence in your life, your peers, can condition you to think a certain way. The world system. See, if we're only walking as mere humans, then the world is conditioning us to think like the world thinks. To be afraid of what the world is afraid of. To, you know, watch the stock exchange and the NASDAQ and, you know, all this stuff, and all our chips are in that one basket. Come on. The world will condition you to be afraid of. And you know, there's so many things out there to be afraid of. If we leave it up to this, just those two strands of DNA. But now, there's something wrong. Help me here, Holy Spirit. There's something wrong with just the two strands of DNA. You know it like I know it. Now hindsight is 20/20. I can see it so much clearer now. But before I was born again, there was always something missing. Amen. You know, for some of us that drank or smoked or whatever, you never got enough. You were trying to fill a void, an emptiness, a longing for something that you never could fulfill. Am I right or wrong? I'm right. I don't even have to ask that question. I know I'm right. I know this is right. Because we did. We did it, whether it was through gambling, whether it was through, you know, doing even good stuff, but you were trying to fill that void, but you never could fill that void. Amen. And you never can. Amen. No one can fill that void. Amen. Adam lost something. There was three strands before he fell. When he fell, one strand was lost. He was no longer in fellowship with God. His spirit died. That's why God said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall die. But yet he moved around. He ate. He did things. He lived a long time. But he was dead until God brought him back to him. All right? So this is what I really, really want you to understand and want you to get, that we can program this natural person with languages and with frequencies. The world does it all the time. It programs you. Amen. Tries to conform you. Amen. To its image. Amen. You know, you look at so many commercials for so long, you don't feel like you got what you need until you get that. Amen. And you got it, and it sat on the shelf for 10 years. Never even got it out the package, but you had to have it. Come on, that's a light thing, but y'all know what I'm talking about, though. The world will try to make you, the world, if you let it conform you to its image, it'll deceive you and make you feel a certain way. The world is not, the system is not geared for us to prosper. It's geared to destroy us.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.